Ever feel like social media kind of makes connecting look, I don't know, easy? Like, shouldn't we all be pros by now when it comes to like talking to people offline?
Right. It's like we're swimming in digital connections, but that in-person spark, it's surprisingly hard to find these days.
Totally. And that's kind of what got me thinking about this research project. You know, it's out of Keio University, and they're really trying to figure out how tech can make, get this, real-life socializing less, well, awkward. Because let's be real, we've all been
Oh,
there.
absolutely. It's like a universal experience, that awkward first encounter. And that's what this team is trying to change with. Get this, something called wearable aura.
Okay, so tell me more, because when I hear aura, I'm picturing, I don't know, new agey stuff, not really cutting edge tech.
I hear you. But picture this. You've got this personalized animation, right? And it's projected all around you. Like it's an extension of your personality visually. They actually call it, get this, an enlivened spiritual pet, which I kind of love.
Okay, that I can get behind. So, not some bulky headset, more like subtle tech projecting this aura.
You got it. It plays with this whole idea of personal space, which, as you know, makes a huge E difference in how we interact, right?
For sure. It's like you can practically tell someone's whole vibe just by how much distance they keep, you know,
Yeah.
too close and you're doing the awkward shuffle back.
Exactly. See, that's proximics in action. All those unspoken rules about personal space. And Aura picks up on all those little cues, so as someone gets closer, the animation changes. It's supposed to make those first few seconds of, interacting less like you're, I don't know, invading their personal bubble and more natural.
Hold on, this is already making way more sense. So instead of that whole, should I say hi? Should I not dance? My aura's doing the talking for me.
You got it. Think of it like a signal to other people, subtly telling them about your comfort levels and kind of encouraging them to engage.
Brilliant. But it gets even more interesting because you mentioned they got inspiration from pets.
Yeah. So they noticed that people with, say, dogs, they tend to interact more with other people, even total strangers.
It's true. Dogs are like social magnets. And now I kind of want to get like 10 puppies to up my networking game.
No need for that. But you've hit on something really important. The third point effect. That's when you have something shared that just instantly breaks down social barriers. Think about it. A cute dog at the park can turn strangers into friends in like 5 seconds flat. Or is trying to recreate that same magic, but with technology instead of, slobber.
So instead of awkwardly complimenting someone's shoes, I can have my aura strike up a conversation. Sign me up.
It's funny you should mention shoes because they actually
Built-in.
envision aura being, embedded in footwear eventually.
Oh, wow.
But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Right.
We started, much simpler to test the basic concept.
Okay, so spill the tea. What did they come up with?
For their initial prototype, they used a small laser projector, like the kind you might use for, a presentation. And they projected a butterfly animation.
A butterfly. Okay, that's kind of cute, I gotta admit.
And remember, this was just to kind of gauge people's initial reactions, right? To see if people would even engage with, a personalized projection like this. They had people wear it in two very different settings. One was a quiet area near the university. And the other was the bustling streets of Shibuya in Tokyo, which, if you don't know, it's like
No, I know.
Times Square levels of crowded.
Very cool. Okay. So that's fascinating. Talk about contrasting environments. So did people even notice the butterfly with all the chaos, or were they too busy, staring at their phones?
You wouldn't believe it, but in both settings, people were actually more likely to interact with someone wearing the aura. So near the university, people were curious. They were glancing over, smiling. Some even struck up conversations.
No way. So even just that little butterfly broke the ice. What about in Shibuya, though? I can barely make eye contact with someone in that crowd, let alone actually talk to them.
It's true. Fewer people noticed it. It was such a busy environment. But here's the thing. Those who did engage with the aura wearer actually had longer, more involved interactions. Yeah, they weren't just these, fleeting little moments. People were drawn in.
That is really interesting. It's like the aura cut through all the noise and just created this like little bubble of connection. That's so cool.
Let's so prove the concept. But I'm guessing they didn't stop at butterflies.
They didn't just stop at butterflies, did they?
No.
What else did they do?
So they took all that feedback and they created a second
Okay.
More refined prototype.
Okay.
This time they wanted the animation to be, you know, more dynamic, more responsive to those proximate cues that we were talking about.
So less like serene butterfly and more like what? Did they get a whole team of animators to create like a personal hype squad to follow you around?
Not quite. Think more like subtle shifts in the animation.
Okay.
As someone gets closer.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a visual dance, you know.
I like it.
Encouraging interaction.
Okay.
Plus, they added different animation options so people could personalize their aura. They could choose one that, you know, resonated with them.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It's like your aura can kind of, I don't know, reflect your personality without you even having to say a word.
Exactly.
So much better than those cheesy icebreaker questions.
Right.
But did they improve on the whole projector in the sleeve situation?
Yeah.
Because that sounds a tad clunky for everyday use.
You read their minds.
Okay.
So for the second prototype, they embedded the projector and a distance sensor in a small pouch bag. Made it a lot more discreet.
Oh, nice.
Less distracting.
Smart.
You know, they wanted it to feel like a natural extension of yourself, not some, right, you know, clunky gadget you're fiddling with.
Right, exactly. Okay, cool.
Right, so.
More interactive animation.
More interactive.
Sleeker design.
Sleeker design.
Time for round two of user testing.
Round two.
Did they brave the crowds of Shibuya again?
They did not.
Or did they find some new, unsuspecting social experiment participants?
This time, they took it to the Kyo Media Design Forum.
Okay.
In Japan.
Very cool.
And once again, people were captivated.
Really?
They quickly picked up on how their movements were influencing the aura.
Cool.
They spent more time, you know, kind of trying to figure it out,
yeah,
playing with it.
That's...
The interactions were longer.
Yeah.
More playful than with the first prototype.
Interesting.
Yeah.
People love a little mystery, right?
They do.
It's very cool.
So this is like a walking conversation starter.
Yeah.
No cheesy pickup lines required.
Exactly.
But how did the people wearing the aura feel about all this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right. Were they self-conscious?
Yeah.
Or did they kind of embrace their inner, I guess, spiritual pet?
Right.
And a lot of them said it was actually quite fun.
Really?
Yeah. They felt like it helped them break the ice, yeah, and have more, you know, meaningful interactions than usual.
Interesting.
Some even said it felt empowering.
Wow.
Like having this, you know, almost magical aura around them.
That's amazing. It's like tech, but it's helping us be more ourselves, yeah, more confident in,
yeah,
those, you know, initial moments of connection.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So what's next for aura? World domination, one personalized projection at a time. World domination, huh? I don't know about all that, but it sounds like they do have big plans for this thing.
Yeah, they're working towards integrating all the tech, you know.
Okay.
The projector, the sensors, everything, into a pair of shoes.
Wait, really? In shoes?
In shoes. Can you imagine?
Okay, that's next level.
Walking into a room and your shoes are like subtly orchestrating these,
right,
engaging interactions around you.
Mm-hmm.
It could totally change the game.
No more clunky prototypes. It's just like fashion and tech all rolled into one.
Exactly.
Okay, but it gets even wilder, right? Because, yeah, they talked about aura reflecting your like emotions too, right? Please tell me they're not secretly recording our brainwaves with these shoes.
Uh-huh. No brainwaves, but they are exploring using biometric sensors,
okay,
to detect things like your heart rate, your skin conductance, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Which can, you know, indicate if you're stressed or excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So the idea is that the aura could then, you know, change,
yeah,
color or animation style, you know, to kind of reflect those emotions.
So wait, instead of me, like, trying to play it cool when I'm feeling awkward.
Right.
My aura is just going to blast out my, like, inner turmoil.
Yeah.
To everyone in the room.
It's more subtle than that, but
yeah. Okay.
It's like instead of trying to hide it, your aura could just, you know, subtly signal,
right,
that you're maybe feeling a bit overwhelmed or whatever.
That's, I mean, that could be a game changer, especially for someone like me who wears their heart on their sleeve. But what a privacy with this thing. It's one thing to have, like, you know, a chatty shoe, but I'm not sure I'm ready to, like, broadcast all my emotions to everyone.
Oh, for sure. You know, that's a valid concern. And it's something that the researchers were really aware of.
Okay, good.
They really emphasized that the user would have total control over how much or how little their aura reflected their emotions.
Okay, so it's like a choice. Like, I don't know, like what you decide to wear or what you share online. It's not just like this free-for-all emotion tracker, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, good, good, because, you know.
It's about giving people more agency in these social situations.
Yeah.
Not less.
Right, exactly.
Not taking away control.
Yeah, okay, cool, cool, cool. it's almost like, it's like giving people a new way to communicate, you know, like a visual language for feelings.
Right.
Think about how helpful that could be in those situations where, like, you know, words just fail you.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't know, a networking event or like even a first date.
For sure. Yeah.
Like your aura could kind of do the talking for you, at least at first.
Exactly. Break the ice a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, think about the possibilities beyond just like one-on-one interactions.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. Yeah.
They were also imagining, you know, multiple auras interacting.
Wow.
Creating these like dynamic, almost choreographed displays of light and movement.
That's trippy.
Like, imagine the group of friends, right? And their auras are all kind of like blending and harmonizing as they laugh and talk, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be like this visual representation of their connection.
Okay. I mean, that's just beautiful. I'm sold. How do I pre-order a pair of these aura shoes? Asking for a friend who may or may not be me.
I know, right? It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Well, for now, it's still in the research phase.
Okay.
But the fact that they're even exploring these ideas, I don't know, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, totally.
Because it really shows how our thinking is kind of shifting about technology and how it fits into our social lives.
For sure.
You know, it doesn't have to be about replacing human connection.
Right.
But it could be about enhancing it, right?
Yeah.
Using technology to make our interactions more, you know, more meaningful, more authentic.
It's like tech is becoming a bridge instead of a barrier.
Exactly.
And who knows, maybe a little, I don't know, little technological push is all we need to get over those awkward silences and actually like spark some real connection.
Absolutely.
It's definitely given me a lot to think about. So
it has, me too.
I guess that brings us to our final thought for our listeners today.
Okay.
If you could design your own aura, what would it look like? Would it be like big and bold,
right,
attention grabbing, or would it be more, you know, subtle and inviting?
Right. What would it say about you?
Yeah, and would it show how you're feeling right now, or maybe, like, even your hopes and dreams for the future?
Interesting.
I don't know. It's a lot, but the possibilities are pretty much endless.
They really are.
It's like we're all social architects now, but instead of blueprints, we're designing our own little, you know, interactive auras.
I love that.
It's a future I am so ready for. One conversation, one connection at a time.
Me too.
And until then, keep those real-life conversations flowing, everyone.